the most historically inaccurate movies. 1. 10,000 BC. Director Roland Emmerich is usually a stickler for realism, so we hate to inform him that woolly mammoths were not, in fact, used to build pyramids. Woolly mammoths weren't even found in the desert. They wouldn't need to be woolly if that were the case. And there weren't any pyramids in Egypt until 2500 BC or so. Gladiator. Emperor Commodus was not the sniveling, sister-obsessed creep portrayed in the movie. A violent alcoholic, sure, but not so whiny. He ruled ably for over a decade rather than ineptly for a couple of months. He also didn't kill his father, Marcus Aurelius, who actually died of chickenpox. And instead of being killed in the gladiatorial arena, he was murdered in his bathtub. 300. Though this paean to ancient moral codes and modern physical training is based on the real Battle of Thermopylae, the film takes many stylistic liberties. The most obvious one being Persian King Xerxes was not an 8-foot-tall leader. The Spartan Council was made up of men over the age of 60, with no one as young as Theron, played by 37-year-old Dominic West. And the warriors of Sparta went into battle wearing bronze armor, not just leather speedos. The Last Samurai. The Japanese in the late 19th century did hire foreign advisors to modernize their army, but they were mostly French, not American. Ken Watanabe's character was based on the real Saigo Takamori, who committed ritual suicide in defeat rather than in a volley of Gatling gunfire. Also, it's doubtful that a 40-something alcoholic Civil War veteran, even one with great hair, would master the chopsticks, much less the samurai sword. Apocalypto. This one movie has given entire anthropology departments migraines. Sure, the Maya did have the odd human sacrifice, but not to the sun god, and only high-ranking captives taken in battle were killed. The conquistadors, arriving at the end of the film, made for unlikely saviors. An estimated 90% of indigenous American population was killed by smallpox from their infected livestock. 听力课堂, 听class.com